This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know when you're at a party and someone casually drops a travel finance tip that makes you rethink every trip you've ever booked? That's the energy Smart Travel brings. Except it's backed by serious research and delivered in a way that's actually fun to listen to. They cover topics like which flight deals are actually deals and which are just clickbait, how to get value from your points instead of settling for that tiny reward at checkout, and the smartest ways to book flights without laying that exhausting game of guess the cheapest day. If you care about traveling well and not overspending to do it, this is a show you'll want in your rotation. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of the Quick Hits, our quick up-to-date news in the world of points and miles and travel. As of this recording, I don't see too much news in the points and miles world. There are some rumors of perhaps the City Strata Premier getting, I was going to say devalued, but I guess the technically the definition, not being as valuable for the cost as it is right now, but nothing really substantial to go on. I'm going to cover a couple of things, and we're going to keep this one actually short and sweet this week, unless something breaks that I got to drop in within a day or so of this actually airing, which I sometimes have to do when major news comes out, like Hyatt announcing that it's going to completely restructure its award chart. So before we get into the actual couple points of news, I'm going to take a little bit of a pivot here from what we usually would chat about. And that is to say that my CPA has informed me that I need to do something slightly different than what I have been doing overall. Don't worry, not going to necessarily affect you guys too much, but want to throw it out there. So a little bit of how I run the podcast and the show, because in order to put out all the content, we put out two episodes a week, meaning the quick hits and the full episode and everything else. Obviously, there's a cost to do all of this. That's not just my time, but a financial cost. Well, my wealth management firm that I own basically supports that cost. And it's always been essentially a marketing fee that I quote unquote have said that we are operating. And my CPAs basically said, hey, if this is a marketing fee, you need to actually market it. And I don't really want to do any ad rolls or ad reads or anything like that for my planning firm because we already are getting that with the show, especially on our podcast network. And if you're wondering, well, yes, the podcast is sponsored, but realistically, to support the cost of the show, and because I am very, very busy elsewhere and I don't have time to edit and do all these things myself for the show, which would dramatically cut down the cost, but incredibly increase my time, the show probably between the affiliate links and when you guys sign up for card pointers or Thrifty Traveler or just all the random things that kind of come through plus the sponsorship covers probably about 20% of the show's expenses, and that's growing. It was almost nothing a year ago and that's growing, so I'm super thankful. But the wealth management firm covers the other 80%. So I have been told / advised that I should actually make sure that I am somehow at some point marketing what I actually do from time to time. So what do I mean by that? Well, at least once a quarter, what I'm going to do, you're going to see between the quick hits, the newsletter, and even in the WhatsApp chat, I'm just going to throw it out there, a reminder of what it is that I do and my firm specifically for anyone that is interested. And that's basically, I'm going to keep it short and sweet, just like that. So here, I'm going to jump into that, and then we're going to go into the news and the quick hits, and we're going to wrap up with that. So as I've mentioned many times on the show, I am a financial advisor. I own a financial planning firm. I do comprehensive financial planning. I work with clients, or my team and I should say, work with clients all the way from fresh out of college, all the way up to business owners, clients that are worth 7, 8, 9 figures even and more, and everything in between from a comprehensive financial planning standpoint. The reason why I love points and miles so much is because it plays so well with proper financial planning and fiscal responsibility. While you can travel really well, obviously, without ever knowing points and miles, just by having great financial planning and have built wealth, as well as you can do a lot of points and miles based travel and not have a great financial plan, I find that the intersection works really well because what we do with a lot of our clients, especially ones that I particularly work with, is we blend proper financial planning, investment strategies, all those different things with their travel goals and everything else. So whether you're a business owner looking to continue to expand and grow your business, if you're thinking through, hey, I need some tax strategy in my life, I need some efficiency in my life, I've got employees I'm trying to retain, I want to understand how I can grow and sell my business and retain some value for it. We do business valuation planning, full wealth management, asset management, all sorts of things. So I'm not going to bore all of you guys with more details on that. Essentially, if you are interested in having a conversation with me specifically, not just my team, but with me specifically, I'm going to keep a link in the show notes where you can schedule a 30-minute chat face-to-face, virtual on my calendar. Happy to introduce what I do, answer your questions, all that fun stuff. And if you're coming from the podcast, I will know it based on the link. And so again, I'd be happy to connect with each and any one of you that's interested. That's my spiel on that, guys. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. If you subscribe to our newsletter, which I hope you do, or you're in our WhatsApp chat, which I hope you are, you're going to see me ping on that as well. That's going to be once a quarter, but hopefully with that, I can keep my CPA happy and also make sure the IRS doesn't bother me as well, which I know many of us that listen to the show are business owners. So I know all of you that are also get it also. So I do appreciate each and every one of you, of course. Now, as far as news goes, there's not really a ton. I do want to point out, if you do want to meet me face-to-face, I will be at the Points Travel Festival in Toronto. That is going to be from April 16th through the 18th, and it is going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to it. Actually, technically, I believe it's the 17th through the 18th specifically. Sorry, so the 17th and 18th in Toronto. Tickets are selling out fast. The room blocks are selling out. If you are interested in going, our, you call it affiliate link for the conference is going to be in the show notes as well. We'll have that link there. I would love to meet any of you that are going to be there. If you already have your ticket already planning there, please shoot me a DM, whether it's on Instagram or an email or in the WhatsApp, and let me know you're going to be there to look out for you. I would be super excited to shake a hand, talk travel, talk points and miles. And there's going to be a lot of really great people there. The Frequent Miler team will be there as well as a lot of other creators and people super knowledgeable in the points and miles space. So I am there. I'm not speaking at this conference, but I'm there to learn, gain some info myself, network a little bit, and just have a really great time and hang out in Toronto for a little bit.
You've heard me talk about Bilt as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium Card, Obsidian Card, and Blue Card. All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Kind of the only other news as of this recording that I want to say stands out. It's not, I don't think, major or breaking for anyone, but it is kind of an end of an era or a staple, I should say, is that the Platinum Card for years has allowed you to get a $50 Saks Fifth Avenue credit on each half of the year. Well, that's going to be ending as of June 30th of this year. So if you haven't used it yet, this is your last opportunity to get that $50 Saks credit with your Amex Platinum. But they mentioned starting July 1st, they're going to be announcing a whole new slew of other, or at least one, if not multiple other options that are going to replace the Saks Fifth Avenue benefit. So I'm excited to see what they come out with. I know I take advantage of their quarterly Lululemon every single quarter. I don't just go and get a gift card. I literally will buy something every single quarter with my Lulu credit now. It's right next to my office, which is I love. And so I'm excited to see what they come up with for Saks. But if you haven't already, make sure to use your last credit here before that ends. And although I said July 1st, I'm assuming they'll make the announcement before that, and it should go live July 1st as far as who the new offers will be for. And that's basically everything for this week, everybody. Again, I sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. Again, I don't do this for any financial gain or anything like that. That's why actually I use resources that I have to help me be able to put this together, because I just truly enjoy what I do. I do appreciate the support from each and every one of you. Again, I am happy to be helpful in whatever capacity that I can be. So whether it's in the points and miles and travel space with what we put out, the blogs, all the different things, or even as a financial advisor, I've built up a really great team. We have clients in every single state across the country. We're primarily word of mouth, so this is actually kind of the only advertising, I guess you can say, that we do outside of a neighborhood magazine that I have an ad in that in the neighborhood that I live in. But besides that, pretty much everything is word of mouth of what we do. And I really strive to have the same level of authenticity and building trust with the work that I do. In fact, that's why my practice is called Truicity Wealth Management. It stands for trust and authenticity put together. I try to deliver that each and every day and be the most authentic version of myself, both on the show and in person. And so I'd be happy to work with any of you that are interested, whether you've got millions you want to invest, you want to start your first Roth IRA, or even if you're like, hey, I just had a first kid or my second or third kid, we probably need some life insurance because we haven't looked at that at all. Whatever it may be, if I can help, I'd be happy to, as well as, of course, helping you revolutionize the way you travel. I hope each and every one of you have a great weekend, great week, and as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales Podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.